Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So we're starting in Monaco Tunnel, and once they come flying out of there, it's straight into the castle at Baku. Straight away. Like, it's the shortest straight ever.
So you've just come out the dark.
It's a hard track, all right?
You're blinded by the sunlight, yeah. And then you've got Baku Castle.
I know, it's not easy.
Ladies and gents, welcome back to a very special bonus episode of the Pit Stop Podcast. Mm-hmm. If you've been keeping up with our socials, you will know that last night was a very, very special event for the Pit Stop Boys.
It was a very special night. We spoke about it in our last episode and we said to all you guys, we can't wait for you to see the post. But last night, with Sky Sports F1, we hosted the unveiling of the greatest track on Earth, built by AI, voted for by over 4,000 fans. It was amazing.
You definitely have not just read that off a script last night, have you?
It sinked into my head. I was so nervous before the show. All I could, for days before, I was just going over and over and over. But it went amazing. Absolutely loved it.
It was really good. Sky had basically put out this survey on their Instagram story asking all their fans, they had to vote for their favorite parts of their favorite circuits, right? And then using AI, like you said, they took all these different corners that were voted for and built this kind of weird Frankenstein, amazing, like basically the track that everyone would love to see.
Yeah, all the best corners. And then we were on stage joined by Ted Kravitz, Anthony Davidson and Bernie Collins. And we went through some questions talking about the track, talking about the upcoming F1 season. We had a little setup there as well, where we had our own little podcast running live. So there's a lot of guests that are going to be coming on in one very special episode soon as well.
It was like it was a chilled out sofa chat. And I'm glad that we did that, because anyone who's been following us for this whole time, you know that we've never done a live event like this before on stage in front of people. It wasn't a massive audience, but in a way, that's almost even more daunting because they're sat right in front of you and they're staring at you. And it's like, you don't know where to look. You don't know what to do. Through the rehearsals, it was a little bit nerve-wracking, I will admit that. But by the time it came to actually doing it, I think because we got to speak to Ted, Bernie, and on the sofa first, it warmed us up for then going on stage with them.
Definitely.
And they just gave the best answers.
Yeah, they were amazing. So much insight. And there may be people listening to today's episode that are waiting for us to read out the names. The post is live on our Instagram at Pitstop. Go and see it. Comment your emojis on there. We will be reading out all the names in the next episode. Tomorrow, we're filming with our first guest of the season. That's going out in 24 hours' time.
Yeah, we've got so much work to do over the next couple of days.
So we'll be reading out everyone's names who has commented on our latest post on Pit Stop, the pictures from the event. Just comment some emojis, you know, and we'll read them all out in probably Sunday night's episode after the race.
Yeah. If any of my friends or family listen to this podcast, I am sorry if I haven't spoken to you in the last 24 hours. And I'm going to continue to ignore you probably for the next 48 hours because I haven't even got time. I do just want to say quickly, right, we're getting ready to go out last night about 15 minutes before we're going to go on stage. Mm-hmm. I get a photo coming through from my dad. Yeah. I open up WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and I see this photo.
Voice is completely gone.
Crocky, yeah, a few drinks. And it's him in a hospital with his jeans ripped open and his leg all bent out of place. So I called him and he was basically in the park walking the dogs. He slipped over, his ankle went out from underneath him and he broke his leg in like two or three different places.
Crazy.
Yeah, this is like just as I'm about to go out on stage.
I know, what are the chances?
So Dad, if you're listening, which I think you probably are because you're probably still in the hospital right now with nothing to do, I hope you get better soon.
He took the motto, break a leg seriously, mate.
He really did, yeah.
Every now and again, you've got to live by the mottos.
Thank God it wasn't me. Like, I wish it hadn't happened to my old man, but at the same time, Dad, thanks for taking the hit.
Imagine that was you right before the show and I was on stage on my own. Oh, God.
I needed it to go well. But, mate, why don't we talk a little bit, actually, about The Greatest Track on Earth?
Yeah, The Greatest Track on Earth, like you said, is built by the corners and parts of the track that people have voted for. And we're going to go through it and tell you the corners and what the fans voted for, basically.
Yeah, they put together an amazing video of it. So why don't we just run the video and we can sort of go through it and talk about it, because I don't remember everything that was in there from last night.
We need to watch it back.
Yeah.
And then we can give some of our favorite corners as well.
Yeah, we can.
We'd love to hear from you guys at home what yours would be. Let us know what your greatest track would be. Send them in on Pit Stop. Roll the video. Here we go then. The greatest track on Earth. First corner. It's term one, obviously, it normally starts with one. Circuit of the Americas has been voted.
I can get that part. I can get down with that. I like that. Straight after that is the Parabolica at Monza.
Very uphill, like Anthony Davidson said on stage. He said it would be quite hard for a driver to actually drive, but it looks amazing.
Extremely high-speed corner. Love that.
The swimming pool at Monaco.
One of my personal favourites.
Absolutely has to be there.
The hairpin at Monaco. Driven that on the sim, it's not easy. You're down into first gear, or at least I am anyway.
Eau Rouge! Spa!
Eau Rouge, one of the hardest parts of any Formula One track, I believe.
Then again, the Kemmel Strait. Straight into the castle section at Baku, where I always go straight into the wall of the F1 game.
That's one of your personal favourites, actually, I believe.
Maggots and Beckett's.
Maggots and Beckett's.
That would definitely be in my greatest track as well.
I love how they've got the red arrows flying over the top. Mm-hmm. Straight into the Monaco Tunnel. That is actually my favourite part.
Monaco Tunnel has to be there. The S's at Suzuka. They always catch me out on the F1. Maybe because I'm always using a controller.
They always catch your lisp out as well. Brabham Jones. Not one that I'm actually too familiar with, to be fair. But again, Australia, great track.
But the Senna S. That is one I can get down with, mate. Into Lagos. T14 to finish.
And there we are, over the line. Wow. I wish that they could somehow bring this to life.
Imagine there was a way that they could... Well, they could never do it without building the track, could they? Unless they could put every driver in a really good simulator and then say, this is the track, and you drive on the simulated track.
Imagine, like, a massive room with 20... professional, fully-fledged simulators, and they've all got those VR headsets on, and they all could just drive that circuit.
And they're all lined up. That'd be... Who would win? Who would win on the greatest track of Earth?
Are you really asking me that question right now?
Who do you think would win this? It shouts Fernando Alonso, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
But I also think Yuki Tsunoda in this year's car, mate.
Yeah?
There's something about Yuki Tsunoda, let me tell you.
Where is this Yuki Tsunoda stuff come from?
I don't know. A lot of people said the same thing last night. A lot of people have a funny feeling about Yuki Tsunoda.
It's very, very interesting. I mean, I can get down with it. I like the guy. He's into his food, so am I. So whatever.
Everyone would love to see it.
Do you know what? I'm so blessed that Sky had picked us to do this, because I feel like it was only, you know, maybe 6 months ago, last year on the pod, that you and me actually sat down and hand-drew our greatest tracks on Earth.
We did. Have you got yours still with you?
I don't... It must be somewhere.
We should find them and go back through them.
Yeah, we do. I remember there was... Yeah, I remember there was a few sections that I put in. Yours was crazy.
Mine was... Hang on. Let's find them right now. One sec.
Right, so I've managed to find my one on the TikTok, and it's extremely exciting, mate, because I thought it was a good idea to start off with the Monza Strait.
Okay, that's a good straight to start with.
One of the fastest straights on the F1 Canada, if not the fastest. Straight into Baku Castle.
That was where your problem was. I don't think you can have Monza straight into Baku Castle. You'd never be able to slow down in time. It would be a massive pile up.
It would be chaotic, but I think it could work. You just have to be heavy on the braking. That's all.
Where do we go after that? Come out of Baku then. We're all in single file right now.
Following Baku Castle, it goes straight up the hill, turn one at Austria. Now, the reason I picked this was because of that Nico Rosberg video I watched where he says you have to plant your tires on the yellow curb.
There's a way to nail that turn one, isn't there?
Yeah. The way you nail it is you tend to go all tires all over the curb and straight into the runoff area.
Hey, the runoff area is there to be used, if you ask me.
Exactly. Well,
use the runoff as much as you can until you get a time penalty. That is my advice to every driver in the world ever.
It's a hard corner to hit, but if you hit it perfectly, God, does it feel good.
Yeah, Nico Rosberg said how to do it perfectly.
After turn one at Austria, It's your favourite part of any track on Earth, mate. It's the Mexico snake.
I thought you were going to say maggots and baggots.
Okay, that's your favourite part. But you love Mexico. Mexico's your favourite track.
Mexico snake is... That is one that I am very good at, all right?
And again, it's another high speed. So we've had a lot of high speed sections.
This would
so
hurt
far.
Your neck, this track. This would significantly hurt your neck.
A lot of braking, a lot of G-force. It is what it is.
They have big necks, though. They could just about get away with it.
True. I've actually been thinking maybe I want to start working out my neck in the gym just in case they call
just
me up.
Just in case they call up.
Just in case I get called up, you know, even if it's F4, F3. You know.
It looks good to have a good nook. A good nook?
A good nook,
good
yeah.
Nook anyway.
Well, I've got a massive head, so having a big neck would balance it out. Straight after the Mexico S's, mate. Bam, it's straight in to the Zandvoort banked corner.
Love the Zandvoort bank corner. However, the Zandvoort bank corner is gone.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
Absolutely not.
Before they removed the bank
you
corner.
You said that 6 months ago.
People
no,
were
mate,
telling
it's
me it's been
there.
Removed.
Why do you listen to anyone on the internet?
When we're the ones that are right.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'm going to stop listening to the DMs or I just go with my own knowledge, I think.
I like Zandvoort and I like bank corners. You don't get a lot of bank corners these days in F1, so I wanted to add that to my greatest track on Earth.
I think the bank corners definitely have to be in there. They're really exciting.
Yeah, I think more F1 tracks should do it. Like, they should stick a bank corner in Vegas somewhere.
Do you reckon there's a reason why they don't? Is there something about bank corners that's like, well, maybe they're quite hard to build?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They are probably quite hard to build. But like I've always said, mate, the way that F1 should go is having these kinds of fun little things. Even Ted mentioned it last night. If you take an F1 car fast enough, you can drive it upside down.
That is a crazy fact. I love that.
I love it. We said it, no one agreed. Ted says it, everyone agrees. I think that's what F1 should do.
Ted is full of knowledge. He was absolutely amazing on the stage. I just love the way we'd ask him, right, one word answers, Ted. 20 minutes later.
Yeah, and you saw him. You pointed it out. You saw him kind of like looking around the room, wasn't he? He was shaking back and forth because he was thinking of something.
They've just got so much knowledge. It's really interesting. We'll have to actually get Ted, Anthony and Bernie on the show individually and talk to them about everything. I would love them on.
I'd love that. Straight out of the Zandvoort Bank corner, mate, into now your favourite part.
Maggots and Beckets.
Maggots and Beckets.
Now, Maggots and Beckets is a phenomenal part of the track, mate.
Why is it your favourite part? Is it just your favourite part to say?
It's my favourite part because it's funny when I say it. It makes me laugh when I say it. I think just because of the name, it's my favourite part. And it's at Silverstone, which has been extended for another 10 years. That's a win-win for everyone.
Wow, great knowledge there.
Where are we going after Maggots and Beckets then, Fabs? The drivers are tired already. They're significantly tired. This is very, very uphill. It's a wet, rainy day.
The final turn is turn one at Baku.
Okay.
That yeah. 90-degree turn. Again, heavy braking, but, you know, the F1 drivers, they're pro athletes. They should be used to this.
The tire deck is going to be a disaster on the Fab track.
Yep, and there's about 4 DRS zones, so it's...
4 DRS zones.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where's the pit?
On the Monza Straight.
So the pit's on the Monza Straight. Where's the pit entrance then, off the back of...
You come round the last turn the of Baku turn one, then you can go into the pits.
Okay.
Or hammer it down the Monza Straight.
Hammer time. I like it.
Mm.
My greatest track on Earth would absolutely have to have the Monaco tunnel. That's where we're going to start for mine, all right? We're going to start in the tunnel. The grid is in the tunnel. That's the exciting thing. The fans can watch it on TV, but no one there watching can actually see. It's like in the tunnel. Until they come out the tunnel, you don't get a sight of who's at the front. And that's the exciting thing about it. So they start just at the...
It goes from dark to light, right? And you get blinded by the light. Mate, to be honest, I'm surprised that I didn't put the Monaco tunnel in my one because I have a very fond memory. It was 2004. I was 9 years old. I was watching Formula One in the living room with my dad and Michael Schumacher had a crash in the Monaco tunnel. I think he was potentially leading the race. Mm. They were behind a safety car. I don't know what happened. I think he hit the brakes too heavy, went straight into the wall, lost one of his wheels, and that was him out of the race, mate.
Well, that sounds like a sad memory, mate.
It was, but I'll always remember it. And I'll always remember driving through Monaco Tunnel in my dad's Citroen Picasso.
How quick did he go?
I would say we got up to at least whatever the speed limit is.
So we're starting in Monaco Tunnel, and once they come flying out of there, it's straight into the castle at Baku. Straight away, like it's the shortest straight ever.
So you've just come out the dark.
It's a hard track, all right?
You're blinded by the sunlight, yeah. And then you've got Baku Castle.
I know, it's not easy. It's absolutely not easy. And then, this is where it's really going to throw some people off, okay? Turn one at Brands Hatch. Right, yeah, I bet you weren't expecting that, were you? Because I've driven Brands Hatch, and I got the quickest time. I actually won.
So you've come out of Baku Castle, and then you go downhill.
It's a big downhill now.
But you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't be carrying much speed, so it'd probably actually be quite easy to do.
Yeah, but you know, you can get a bit of a jump, maybe. That's kind of what I was thinking. As you accelerate, you get a little bit of air. Yeah?
Again, something else they should incorporate in Formula One. Where are the jumps?
That would really mess up tyre deck, but that'd be interesting. Then we're going to have a banked corner, but it's not just any banked corner. We're going into the Mexico snake, but the whole thing is banked. The whole Mexico snake is banked all the way around. So you'd have to like lean into it and then lean back out and sway with it. Da, 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 da. That's another thing at my greatest track on earth. There's music blaring like the whole race just through the speakers so the drivers can hear it.
In the car or?
Just like right by the side of the track. Like it's like a circus almost.
Oh, so there's like speakers round the track?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why I decided to put
them
there.
No, I like that, mate.
There's fish and chip vans everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, that's important. Don't forget the key parts of building a track, all right?
Fish and chips, just serving fish and chips.
Just serving fish and chips.
Nothing else.
You can get a kebab.
Fajitas.
You can get doner meat and chips. Yeah, you can get fajitas, vegan ones only though. Okay. You can get gluten-free donuts, and there's a milkshake shop as well. Jake Shakes is called.
Why gluten-free? It gives you a bad tummy, doesn't it?
Not me. I just like to have.
No one ever give Jake gluten because it goes through him like a dose of salt.
Right, that's a complete lie.
It really does.
I just like to accommodate everyone, mate.
3 hours on the toilet after a donut, Jake boys.
All right, let me get back to my track. All right, the Mexico S is, you know, banked as we've said, and then the mighty Eau Rouge. Okay, imagine flying up that straight out of a bank corner. You're kind of all over the place because you've been leaning in, leaning out, and then all of a sudden you've got to pick up all your pace and go back round. Because Eau Rouge is also kind of banked in a way. It's like uphill, isn't it?
Well, it's very undulous. Mm. Your track's going to be very up and down, kind of roller coaster-esque.
I'm going to have to pause you right there. What does undulous mean?
Just like the terrain is just like that.
Where did you get that word?
It's just a word, mate.
Blimey.
I'm very well educated, thank you.
You've got a dictionary and a half.
Where are we going after Eau Rouge, my friend?
We're going into the hairpin turn before the big straight in Miami. I can't think of the name of it, but you know what I mean?
Nope.
The really annoying turn before the big straight at the end. You know, you have the really big straight before you come round the final corner.
Oh, it's
the one
uphill,
before that.
It's a left and then a right and then a left again.
Annoying turn.
Again, another first gearer, I'd say.
Because everyone has just kind of packed back up at Eau Rouge because my track's constant DRS. None of this like DRS zones. Everyone has DRS the whole time.
At all times. That sounds like a hospital jobby.
Everyone in front of you doesn't. So it's every car behind, every car gets it. And then once you pass them, you lose it. And then the car behind you gets it. Blah, blah, blah. That doesn't really make much sense.
So everyone has it apart from Max.
Everyone has DRS apart from Max on my track.
That still sounds fair, actually, to
and
me.
I still
actually
think
might
Max
make
would
the, make the racing a bit better.
I still think Max would win, mate.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, that turn is an absolute disaster, but it's interesting. And then we're going to just carry on the Miami straight because that will give, this is the first real everyone can overtake here. It's twice as wide. I've widened it. You'd have like 10 abreast.
Wow.
You'd have 10 abreast racing and Max would still be at the front, but 10 cars abreast racing through Miami.
Do you know what I think you should add in, which I think is a very Jake Boys style of corner?
Go on. What's
is
Jake
that
style
roller coaster, the right-hander in Shanghai when it just keeps going and going and going and going?
You've absolutely read my mind, mate. The next turn is the right-hander in Shanghai that just keeps going and going and going and going.
And where does it go from there?
Maggots and Beckets! And Maggots and Beckets is the final corner before you come up Barcelona. I'm just going to have Barcelona straight as you come around the final corner. We've been there. We've seen it. That's the finish line. And that is my greatest track on earth.
Have you checked to see if your circuit actually lines up as a full circuit?
Well, I've decided that if it doesn't, then I'll just make it go right instead of left. I'll just change the turn.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
So,
Yeah.
didn't really think about that. Yours did line up, didn't it?
Yeah, I've somehow managed to make it line up, but maybe yours could just be what they do in like rally when you just start from one end and you just get to the other end and that's it.
Did I also
or
tell
maybe
you...
they could have a little U-turn and they got to come all the way back.
Yeah, but I didn't tell you the main part about my track. The key information here, it's backwards.
What, they're you're all driving in reverse?
Yeah, you have to... No, you're doing everything I just said
they're
backwards.
All, they're all driving. Yeah. They've all got their head turned, like, looking around the back.
Wait, that would be amazing. Then you'd have to have DRS on the front. No, that wouldn't make sense either. I'm overly tired. I meant that everything is backwards. So, like, Maggots and Beckers would be the other way round. Yeah. The bank corner would be the other way round. The tunnel. Everything is just backwards.
I feel like you and me need to make a YouTube video where we can actually bring our greatest track to life. Now, we're never going to be able to make a proper circuit, but imagine if we had access to like a field. Now, we know someone with a field.
Yeah.
And we could maybe, with hay bales or something, make the greatest track on earth in real life. And then we could ride around it on like lawnmowers or something.
I also feel like we've probably forgot some very significant and key corners. But the people listening at home, if you guys send us on at Pit Stop the parts of the tracks you would definitely have to have in your favorite track, or where your favorite corners are, straights, maybe we can go away and try and build a Pit Stop greatest track and then bring it back in an episode in a couple of weeks. But I think for me and you, they're probably some of our favorite parts. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm completely happy with that. I mean, like I said, if this could ever happen, which it obviously never will, but we can all dream.
Sky Sports were able to build one out of AI. AI is very clever. Maybe there's someone out there that can build what we've just said out of AI.
Maybe there's like an AI digger that could just dig up an AI tarmacker, an AI everything that just makes everything in real life. Well, guys, I hope you loved our greatest track on earth. I hope you loved all the content that we put out last night and the content that's going to follow in the following weeks from this. Please remember that you can catch every single race from the F1 calendar exclusively on Sky Sports this season. 24 races around the world.
Yep, I cannot wait, mate. It's officially race week. Here we are, and we're giving you a little bonus episode.
Practice, quali, the race. You can catch it all.
All right, Mr. Script. He remembers his script. No, honestly, a massive thank you to Sky Sports for the event last night. It was an incredible opportunity for us.
On a real note, there's too many people to shout out individually, but like every single person came together to make last night a really special night. So, you know, we could never have done it on our own. And I like to think that Sky couldn't have done it without us. So
I think they could have. To our listeners, though, please do go to our Instagram at Pitstop. Look at the post, drop your emojis. And in Sunday's episode, we will give shout outs to every single person who has comment. We know there is a lot of people to thank, but without doubt, Jack, Cam, Nat, Neil,
Jezza,
the Sky team, Jezza, Bernie, Anthony,
Alex,
yeah, everyone, Ted, everyone. You guys made all that happen for us, and we'll never ever forget hosting our first live show. A big, big step for the podcast. It was about 2 years ago that we filmed our first ever episode in that room. Nat texted me and said it's like Pit Stop's 2 year birthday. It's only 2 years ago, so to take the sofa set up and have that set up at a Sky Sports event and talk to the cool people that we did in the episode that's going to come out, you'll see. I think you're going to love it. It was quite special. So yeah, Sky Sports, you know, thank you so much for giving us that opportunity.
It was mega. It was absolutely mega. I never thought we would do anything like this.
No, and it was really, really cool.
Maybe this is just going to be the start of something beautiful to come in the future.
I hope it's a beautiful blossoming flower.
That was gorgeous.
The first guest episode comes in 24 hours. The audio will be dropping Wednesday midnight. The video Thursday in the day. It's officially race week. Remember, the race is on Saturday. Don't get confused.
Yep. And the same with Saudi.
Oh, we're not going to actually get a chance to speak to them before the race. Yes, we are, in the guest episode coming tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one. I reckon the people are going to like it.
I think they're going to absolutely love it. I think there's going to be a lovely divide of brilliant, fun chat, stories, and also some great stats, facts, statistics, knowledge.
Knowledge. It's going to be a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Pit Stop. Please hit the follow button, the like button, rate the podcast 5 stars. And we'll be back tomorrow. Sounds weird saying that, but there's a lot of episodes coming this week because we're loving doing the podcast. Thank you for listening and see you guys soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.